Greatness Knows Itself. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Greatness knows itself. Are you great? Are you wonderful? Are you a beautiful person? Are you a spectacular person? Are you someone who knows the world and enjoys the world and delights in the world? Well, if you are, then you are great. To be great means that you understand yourself and you understand the world. To be great means that all in the world is a delightful, glorious experience and you are right in the middle of it. To be great means that you recognize that there is everything about you that is a delight to play with. If you've ever looked at a kitten, a cat, a kitten, and the cat will find almost anything in the world to play with. They'll take a bug and they'll turn the bug over. They'll take a piece of cloth and they'll turn it over. They'll run after a ribbon. They'll go after the dog's chain, after the dog's leash, and they'll just chase it around and just have the greatest fun. Now, greatness knows itself. Now, the cat knows itself. The cat delights in being itself. It delights in doing all the little things it does, which we call inconsequential. And yet, as we watch it, we find it to be the most delightful, charming, exciting adventure that we could ever imagine. Because they're doing exactly what they like to do. They're doing exactly what delights them and makes them feel happy. They're doing whatever turns them on and makes their world into a glorious experience. They know themselves. When they want to, and they finished whatever they're doing, they're playing with, they lay down and they sleep. And they sleep in the craziest situations and the craziest manners. If you've ever watched a cat who is very content with himself, he'll lay on his back, his paws straight up in the air. Or he'll turn into a cube. He'll become into a wonderful baby, just like an infant, just like the natal position. He just is so happy. When he's done playing, when he's done eating, when he's done chasing, when he's done whatever, then he'll just totally relax. And he likes to crawl into a corner. He likes to crawl into some little cave or some little place that is just his own. Greatness knows itself because greatness does not have to appeal to anybody else. When I'm with my pets, I feel the greatness that they feel. I feel the great joy that they feel. I feel the great magic that they feel because they are content. They are at home with themselves. They are at peace with themselves. They are in delight with themselves. Everything they do is wonderful. Everything they do is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I love that word. And as you well know, because it's a great word. It's a word of love. It's a word of peace. It's a word of harmony. It's a word of magic. It's a word that we can all take to heart. And as we take that word to heart, what are we doing? We are making that ours. Could you take a little toy, a little nothing, and amuse yourself with it? This morning I woke up early, and as I woke up, oh, it was 5 o'clock. And it wasn't really early. I'd had a good 8 hours sleep, and I felt very relaxed and very peaceful. Well, I got up, and I thought, hey, while I'm so awake, alert, relaxed, and peaceful, I'm going to meditate. So I put on my slippers and put on my long pants and put on my bathrobe, and I sat in my chair. I call it my meditation chair. It's a very short back chair. It's not high back. It's about maybe a foot high. And it's just an occasional chair that I have to sit in. It looks nice in my small apartment, and it's a small chair, and it looks just wonderful. I have several of them. And I sat down in the chair, and I put my feet next to the front of my chair. I put my seat way to the back of the chair, so I'm sitting up straight. And I sat up straight, and I took a blanket and laid it over my lap, and I put my hands under the blanket because it's quite cool this morning in the house. And as I sat there, I just meditated on all is in divine order, all is beautiful, all is wonderful. And a feeling of peace came over me that was just immense. A feeling of a joy, a feeling of greatness came over me. It said, everything is okay. Everything in the world is fantastic. Everything in the world is beautiful. Everything in the world is magnificent. Everything in the world is outstanding, is joyous. And I sat there and I meditated for, maybe an hour. Yes, it was an hour. And when I finished my meditation, I had not been sleeping. I had not been doing anything but meditating, wide awake and fully alert. And I was not meditating on anything at all. I was meditating only upon the idea that all is in divine order. I was meditating only on the idea that I am peace. And I breathed deeply and I was peace. And I didn't think about anything or against anything and for anything. I just thought, I am peace. All is in divine order. There was no panic. There was no pressure. There was no feeling that something that had to be done. I just felt, I am peace. And when I finished with feeling that I am peace, I sort of laid my head forward in my lap. And I thought, what a wonderful world. My body feels vital, dynamic, alive. My mind feels alert, enthusiastic about life. There's no hurry. There's no rush. I still have plenty of time to do all the things I want to do before I go up to the monastery for breakfast. And I know that Ellen is going to be having a wonderful breakfast for us. We're going to have eggs, and we're going to have a piece of toast. And we're going to have our variety cereal. We're going to have Rex there finishing off our bowls. We're going to have Sammy there enjoying our presence. And we're going to feel so fantastic, so joyous, because we know our own greatness. Greatness knows itself. And that's really all that matters in life, isn't it? When I think greatness, should I be thinking about how to handle the world circumstances, handle the problems of the world? When I'm thinking greatness, should I think how to make everyone happy? Should I think how to bring peace and bliss into everyone's life? When I think greatness, should I think how to be the most magnificent being that I can possibly be? Or is greatness truly like the cat, just playing, being itself? And when the cat is finished playing and being itself, then it sets aside whatever it's playing with, or doesn't even set it aside. It just stops playing with it and goes off and does what it wants to do. It goes off, perhaps, and takes a nap. Or it goes off and meditates. Now, how do I know what a cat is doing when it is quietly laying there? What a dog is doing when he's quietly laying there? How do I know? Well, I know what I am doing. I sleep when I sleep, and I am awake, and I meditate when I meditate, and the two don't fall into place together. When I'm ready to meditate, when I'm ready to know my greatness, when I'm ready to know the fullness and the joy and the goodness that I am, then I am there. Now you may have heard the voice coming through here, and that was Anita giving her lectures in London and having a very wonderful time doing it, being the greatness that she is, the magic that she is, And all that came into your awareness and my awareness because my genie, my cat, stepped onto the mouse, and the mouse turned on the the television set here, the monitor with my computer, and brought forth that particular lecture. You see, the cat didn't know what it was doing, or did it? Did it want to distract me? Did it want to cause me to leave my meditation on greatness and revel in some other aspect? No. It just was being itself. And now it wants to be as close to me as possible. It wants to be as harmonious to me as possible because it says, it is great. And the only world that exists for my cat is my cat's world. The only world that exists for my dog is my dog's world. And it is wise for me to know that the only world that exists for me is my world and the world that I am living in right now, because greatness knows itself. And the cat knows itself, the dog knows itself, and I know myself. And you and all the world know yourself because you are greatness personified right now. And how wonderful it is. Have a glorious day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you. With all my heart and soul, I love you because that's all that I know what to do.